This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word, merry. M-E-R-R-Y. Take the word merry and text it to our contest line. 20357. That puts you in the running for a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Nice for the holidays. Plus, you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four 3-day, 1-park per day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is merry. Keep it merry and bright. So, hello and welcome to your Monday and the Sarah and Vinny show. I feel like we're off to a great start, and I'm very jazzed to hear that, Maddie, you started the Traitors,
A-I-T.
How far in did you get?
I watched the entire first season.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need some friends. You need some things to do.
I do.
That seems like too much.
It was spread out over, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Isn't it like 10 hours, though?
I don't know. I had it on in the background sometimes, but it's good. It's really good, but it's also a little cheesy, you know? Like, I kind of thought, like, the whole getting the money thing, you know, and I don't want to talk about too much because people, nobody's seen this.
That part is useless.
It is perfect. Like, you're going to end up with the same amount of money at the end of it either way. So it's just fun to watch them do the stuff.
The dumb challenges. But in the second season, they actually improve that. There's opportunities to get away, like, get an immunity idol. You know, you get a shield.
But the whole thing was ruined in the last episode because all of a sudden out of nowhere, Andy Cohen shows up and he's the worst and I can't stand to like see him on TV. So
you did watch the roundup.
As soon as I see him and hear his voice, I turned it off.
I'm sorry. What is your problem with Andy Cohen?
I just think he's a terrible host and he's just has zero talent. I just don't like him.
Sarah likes him because he gets bleep faced on
with
New
Anderson
Year's
Cooper.
Eve.
I liked Kathy Griffin better when she did it with Anderson Cooper. I won't watch it.
She's
with him.
Funny and everything, but he gets drunk. I like that.
Great.
You know, the fact that you didn't watch it though, I don't want to say too much either because I don't want to blow this for people. Traitors is it's a reality show. So you didn't love it, sounds like.
I liked it. The winner deserved to win.
Yes, but the winner
was great.
The winner got so much crap on that after show. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, but
it was wrong. Like those people, they were never going to win anyway. They couldn't do simple math to know that there were at least four traitors.
Yeah.
Like they just did. I'm like, you guys, you need to vote. You need to get the whatever.
Anyway, it's worth a watch, Vinny. It's good.
You're not giving it the same kind of play.
I liked it, but I did find it cheesy at times. I mean, because it is really kind of scripted and it's some parts.
Well, his part is definitely, the host is Alan Cummings and I think he's fabulous, but he clearly has memorized his lines.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if you'll watch it when Danielle's on now.
I'll watch anything Danielle's on.
Me too. She's pretty great.
I follow her on Instagram just to look.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
And she's going to come in sometime.
Oh, so you got a hold of her?
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys chatted?
Yeah.
Or you just, oh.
Have you taken her out yet?
Yeah, what's going on?
No. No.
Is that the plan, though? You're going to try and get us a little reality star action over here?
I would, yeah. Her? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's very attractive. And also just cool as hell.
Yeah, and smart. She'll put one over on you. You got to be careful. You got to watch out for that Danielle Reyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's we
just let it happen. Let it wash over you.
Just right. Sure, I suppose.
Give her whatever she wants.
Take what you can get.
Car keys here. I didn't like this car anyway. You look way better in it. You might as well.
The end. I don't want to stop you guys.
No, I mean, let's not get out of hand here. I mean,
her season.
Best of luck, though, Maddie.
Oh, Oh, that's you. Yeah, we'll be able to live vicariously through you and your dating. We'll be good. Yeah. Isn't she married? Or did she divorce that guy?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I should probably
I thought she was married and had kids. And...
Oh, well then.
Yeah, I don't know. You take the baggage.
She may. I don't know for sure, but she may have been one of those people that had a whole life in her 20s that none of us had. You know what I mean?
No.
Like she got married and had kids, and then those kids are grown, and she's the hottest, like you know, adult mom of all times. And because the kids are like in their 20s now.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, I'm making all that up, but I'm just saying she may be that person.
Well, it is funny because she did seem to concentrate. She dropped out of the whole... there's a reality TV circuit. Like once you're on one of these shows, you sort of get fed into that machine. And when they're looking for contestants, you're already vetted. They already... Mm-hmm. You know, you've got... You're a face and a name to some people.
You're more easily cast, for sure.
Right. And she did not do that right off the bat. She didn't do that as... And I... You know, she was sort of early days, I guess, because she was on one of the first few seasons of Big Brother where she was just great. But it seems like now I'm seeing her on more stuff, like even the reindeer games thing from last year that she wound up doing. It was like a Big Brother, just a few nights, I think a couple weeks maybe of CBS programming, which was kind of fun. Some, you know, pretty high profile people from the show. So now you might be right. Her kids are up and out and she's all, you know where I can make a little money and have some fun? Being a reality TV star.
Once you're in the system, I'm in the system for game shows. I've been on two game shows. Once you're in the system, you get casting stuff all the time. But you have to usually wait a year after you've been on your last game show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I follow her, and I don't know what Instagram may or may not be showing me, but I've never seen her with a dude in any photo ever.
Oh.
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, no,
well, I mean, or
you
does.
And John sleep in separate rooms when you vacation.
That's true. Yeah.
So who knows what people are up to? I mean, I don't know.
We always do it in John's room, though. I don't know.
Well, guys are more than happy to take on whatever that amounts to.
Oh, that's good. Good. I'm glad he was happy about it.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Where were we? Anyway, Danielle Reyes, it looks like she's going to come on the show, and she's going to be on Traitors season 3. And I will say, I think Traitors is going to get better and better and better as it goes on because people are going to start to figure out what works and what doesn't. Like already it's good. This season is really good, I think.
I will say from season one, I hated and loved Kate but just loved Kate, even though she was awful.
But she was so mean.
I love that. I just kind of loved her. She was worth the watch. I think she kept me going on the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, somebody needs to murder her.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do. They murder people on the show, just so you know. I'm not saying that she should actually be murdered. David Harbour. That is Hopper from Stranger Things. He is saying that because they're in production on the final season. He said they were doing the final table read for the final episode. And he said that they were uncontrollably crying. Mm. Like that it's that good. He says the final episode is the best episode they've ever done. They may have completed all of the principal filming and stuff. And now they go back and, you know, put stuff on that green screen of theirs. So he is saying that, let's see, by the way, I want to say we're like on, is this the 8th year or more than that? I was thinking that those kids.
Since the first episode.
Since the very first episode.
Yeah, they've grown up.
Like completely. They have grown up and I get it. Those are actually big growth years, but I want to say they're all now in their 20s. It seems like they are just, they're looking older. Let's see. Hopper was talking about part of the reason the cast got so emotional is because for a lot of them, Stranger Things was their childhood. Millie Bobby Brown was 11 when they first started working on it. You know what? I think it's been 9 years. I don't think she's 21 yet. I think she's 20. She's married. Married to Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest one, Caleb, was 14.
So, Millie is 20.
Yeah, so 9 years-ish. Incredible. So that makes me pretty excited to see the final season. I really thought that this past season that they did, was not only just an epic part of the whole story that they're telling, but the way they did it, the last episode, it was kind of broken into three stories that were all going to converge, and it was masterfully edited so that you went from one to the other, and just as this is going to happen, now we're going to this, and I care about this story just as much, and now we're over here. Like, it was just so well done. So I'm sure they're going to knock it out of the park. I sincerely hope. Because it would be great to have a show that is great all the way through. There isn't that season you'd throw away like that, you know, season four of The Sopranos.
There's definitely a cash grab in play because those seasons were over. And then you go, well, a writer's going to fix all those problems and they're back. You know what I mean? Like there were a lot of different villains in this thing.
Mm.
And it just felt like, well, that's because that's not the real villain. You don't know.
The real
villain is the guy that was in the place with her. Remember that part?
Yes, sure.
And that was a good season. I liked it. But I'm just saying, like, all of a sudden, we're like, it's not the upside down. It's like all over the place.
Well said. Got a little splashy and messy. Well, that got
But that's
me.
Okay. I didn't want him to end the show. But I mean, in terms of like creative continuity, they definitely went like, well, it can't be done. We're making money. Everybody's happy. Another season.
Netflix is saying it's a go.
Yeah.
we need to go.
But they did it well, and I have enjoyed it. And certainly they do need to end that thing now.
Vinny, are your kids old enough to watch
it? No, I'm not letting them. You know, we just watched Coraline, and that was a little much. And then we watched, I caught the youngest one watching Corpse Bride.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even seen that yet. And I would turn that off till I've seen that.
Oh, that's a great one.
And then I laughed. And when I came back, it was still on. And I just went, oh, screw it.
What are you going to do? She's doing it to herself.
That's the most real I've heard of parents saying. Like,
well, I mean, I've really had a lot going on. There's laundry that Christina gets surgery tomorrow.
Oh,
and we've spent.
This is her nose thing.
Yeah. And we've been prepping, getting ready for mom to be down. Dad's up.
And which is your mom or her mom going to come stay?
Nope.
Or? Oh boy. So it's she's not staying overnight. It's a one she's yes. in, then she comes
and
back
out. And if it's
out,
not that bad, then it won't be that bad. But if she's out,
yeah,
completely out.
Well, you can, the day it happens, that day is for sure a wash.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun for you. I know how you love
it. I'm
that.
Really excited.
I love it. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's good. Let's see. Just a couple quick notes here. I thought this was kind of funny because I got to believe that Jane is, who I know for a fact, is an Elvira Mistress of the Dark fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's an Ariana Grande fan as well. I mean, you know.
Who's not?
I can't think of one person. That chick is awesome.
What's that guy's name?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Frankie Grande.
The wife of of SpongeBob. Not an Ariana fan.
Yeah, she's probably like really like captain of the not an Ariana Grande fan day.
Pete
Davidson,
not an Ariana Grande fan, right?
He had to get
tattoo off his neck.
Maybe they ended things well.
You think so?
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
Anyway, there's a couple
Thank
people
you.
Out there
Next.
In the world that. What about Next. That real estate agent she married and then was like,
"Oh yeah, yeah,
I'm gonna bone SpongeBob." Bye.
Yeah, I really like SpongeBob.
Even though he's married. And just had a baby. Mm. I'm taking that for me.
Until I'm sick of it, which is coming up soon, people.
Sounds like I might not be a fan too, but the truth is I have those records. I listen to them. She's good.
Mm. I actually really do like her. She just hosted SNL last weekend. It was excellent. So funny. She's so talented too. Like she really is one of the few people who can just stand up there and is easy with her voice. Like she is just, it's hers. She doesn't have to fight with it ever. Like early day Mariah Carey.
Ethan Slater is the guy, the SpongeBob guy.
SpongeBob guy. Yeah. Well, he's one of the actors in Wicked. So I want to say maybe that's where they met. So he's in, I think he's plays one of the principal characters in that movie. You know, next time she goes off to do a movie, you better watch out, Ethan Slater. So Ariana Grande, totally dissed Elvira. So this is going to be a tough day for Jane, you guys. Be extra nice to her. So she's playing the good witch in Wicked, but that doesn't mean she is one, they say here so cleverly. Elvira was doing a Q&A at the annual Not Scary Farm event. down at the Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, I know
and
it well.
She told a story about Ariana, not that wasn't flattering. And listen, you know how stories are. You tell them you're a star, you get asked things, you add more and more, you're more and more disgruntled over it. So take it with a grain of salt, but here's the story. It's not that bad. It's not. But it is a little bit sort of, it's not that great either. Ariana shows up at an Elvira event. I don't know what these events are. I don't know what
recently.
Elvira. Well, she's a star at this point.
Okay.
You know, she's not a little kid. She says Elvira shows up at one of her events, which I think Elvira stopped doing the makeup. I think when she hit 70, she was like, so this must be from a few years back.
Okay.
Right? Doesn't she not? She won't put it together
anymore?
I
haven't heard that. I can't imagine she'd give up her spot on Halloween. She works once a year.
I wonder if that's her deal. Like maybe she will do it on Halloween only. But there was a whole thing where, you know, you all of a sudden you started seeing her with the red hair or whatever she's got.
She wrote a book and I think that she was promoting that as herself.
Yeah.
But I think she
maybe she does on Halloweens.
Okay.
Well, and there she was at the not scary farm. So
she still wears it when she does appearances.
So she's doing a Q&A there. And apparently, that's a separate, this is where she told the story. So Elvira says that Ariana showed up at one of her events with 20 guests. Ariana and 20 more people and said, I'd like 21 tickets, please. Me and these 20 people. Elvira says, we gave her the tickets. She comes backstage and she asks if I could take pictures with all of her friends and relatives that she bought. And Elvira says, I took a picture with every single one of them. I signed autographs for every single one of them. And then I say to her, can we take a photo together? And she goes, no, I don't really do that. Yeah.
Oh. So wait.
Yeah.
Elvira's talking now. She's the one that doesn't like Ariana. Ariana's not talking about this at all.
No, this is Elvira saying, and I don't even know whether or not she's saying that she doesn't like, she's basically just saying it was kind of a wow moment. Like, but
that is
I just did all this stuff for you.
That is the nerve of you moment.
Mm-hmm.
Not even sure what that means, but I do feel
the
like
the nerve of you.
The nerve. Why you?
I know. Well, it's surprising, isn't it?
Well, look, I don't know what Ariana seems to do whatever that she wants.
Yeah.
So what's Elvira going to do besides tell this story? Nothing.
Yeah. Well, and it is a fun story. I guess the crowd totally will. Oh, well, you got to be kidding me. Oh, boo. Yeah. That's terrible.
Isn't she the lady that licked the donuts and said, I hate America?
Yeah. I don't remember the I hate America thing. I thought that was Gwyneth Paltrow.
That was Gwyneth Paltrow?
I don't know.
Anyway, Ariana seems to be able to get away with anything she wants.
She certainly does. Well, I mean, that's
it was Ariana, by the way.
That's what being perfect.
That what?
Hates America? What did she say?
I hate Americans. I hate America. She was at the donut.
And yeah, here
the
we
donut
are.
Shop.
We just
it's
love her.
Really
it was
surprising.
At the same donut shop where she licked the donut?
Yes.
She was having a day.
She was bashing fat Americans.
And licked a donut.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my sweet little darling.
Yeah, that's, when you're perfect, you can get away with anything.
I mean, that
perfect
is...
Perfect and amazingly talented and just says and does really terrible things. And everyone goes, no, but she's so great, though.
You know, we'll see.
She's marvelous.
You don't want to be that person that people are watching for disaster so that they can say, ugh, you got yours, finally. You don't want to be that person, do you?
No.
You don't?
I don't want to. Some people just, I don't know. Like, she seems to be a person who truly doesn't care what people think about her. Maybe she does, though. Who knows? Let's see here. On the other hand, oh, shoot. You know what? I'm going to do this instead. This morning, I found a short video of Sylvester Stallone proving he's not good at everything. And I put it up next to Maddie, also not being good at dancing, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So they're side by side in the little pinned section there. So in the Sarah and Vinny, facebook.com/Sarah and Vinny, not only is there a side by side of Sly Stallone and Maddie dancing, but then down underneath that, Maddie put up a picture of himself and Chip Gaines from Chip and Joanna, the Fixer Upper people.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were dancing?
No, they're just, it's their faces side by side and they're identical twins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can find
I'm
all that.
I'm better looking, I think.
Do you? Maybe we should have people vote.
They're commenting and saying, yeah, I'm better looking.
And saying that you're better looking.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. All right. So people can go there and leave their thoughts and comments. And it is uncanny. You look exactly like it. I remember when I first started watching that show, I really was like, it's like Maddie's back in my life. There's Maddie on my TV every day.
You know, this guy is just rolling in it. This is for Maddie. Are you single? Like, dang, kid. You're here 5 minutes. And just...
It's because he's like quiet and friendly.
Back
sweet.
At it again. Go, kid. Go.
I'm just charming.
Is it charm?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good, though. Know. I'm psyched for you.
I don't know.
I wish everyone happiness.
It's complicated, people.
Yeah, it is complicated. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including a new celebrity couple.
Oh,
which I know that's not really my thing, but it's
I'm
big
in.
News. And more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Or after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. We're 10 days from Halloween. It's exciting. It's right around the corner. Everyone's getting all my neighborhood's getting all gussied up. I know it's not like yours. We don't have the life-size werewolves.
My neighborhood's like, it's so rad, but also so out of control. And the part that I love it, first of all, let me just say, I love it. When they started adding sound though, I really love it less.
Oh,
like they're
really going all night.
They're
huh?
running these things till late in the night. And I understand they've put tons of money and in time and but come on, you're running your stereo until 11 at night? But I love it. That's what I meant to say. Where were we?
We were at Alice in Wonderland.
Two weeks.
10 days. Today's the 21st and 31st, right around the corner. Which means that's Isla's birthday, right? Is she 11 or going to be 12?
She will be 11.
Oh. Boy, I had her as 11 already.
Maybe. I don't know.
We should find that out.
It doesn't.
What year was she born?
Oh, crap.
Okay, never mind.
2013.
Okay, so she's going to be 11.
She'll be 11.
Okay. Phew. Jeez. Alice in Wonderland. Tickets for Alice in Wonderland are now on sale at RadioAlice.com. They are going fast. Do not miss out. All this week, 8:05 in the morning and 9:05 in the morning as well. Listen for keywords. You'll enter those to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Wonderland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose. And their new spot, Cantina Jacks.
Sweet.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We had their breakfast burritos last week, and they were just... I mean, to say that I was astounded by a breakfast burrito, is I'm not overstating it. I was like, oh my God. Every day, please. Thank you. So good.
Delicious. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s. We're through that wind event. So that's...
Yeah, that seems short-lived, Vinny, well, didn't it?
It was worrisome for many, and there was a big fire in Oakland.
Oh.
Like a big one.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. But we're done with that now. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s. We're about 2 weeks away from our vote, everyone.
Mm.
From voting.
Mm.
About 2 weeks away.
Mm.
Right. Now, let me tell you a little story.
Oh, my God. I love little stories.
One time, there was this young lady.
Is story time music? Let's get story time music on here.
And she was single, and she worked on our show, and she was a nice lady. Friendly, nice, pretty, all the stuff.
It's a love story.
It's what everybody wants.
A love story. I was thinking about her all day yesterday.
What?
What?
You don't know who I'm talking about yet?
I do know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What?
Okay, tell me everything.
So, Sarah.
Yeah?
This young lady was, you know, wanting companionship and checked out some dating apps and found them to be lame. Didn't like it. Hated it, as a matter of fact, and gave up.
Yeah.
The hope of ever meeting someone.
Right.
And then I believe Sarah entered the picture. And hooked up. Actually, it was...
It's not me.
Beef's mom.
Yes.
Sorry, I jumped ahead.
It was someone who listened to our secret show.
Yes.
And said, my son would be perfect for you guys' daughter.
Didn't you get the letter? Who got the letter? I didn't get the letter.
I think it was Brynn. I can't remember exactly how it went down. I think the mom might have called us.
Either way.
Or we called her after we got her letter.
This strange connection ends up being a relationship. Then, well, she moved on from our show and went on to, you know.
We miss you.
Fame and fortune. Mm. But also went on to get married over the weekend.
Yeah, yesterday.
And I knew I wasn't going and I didn't get an invitation because I think she knew I wasn't going.
She didn't invite you? I'm really surprised, actually. She sent me an invite. I just can't do it.
You RSVP'd? No.
I did.
Oh! Yeah. I thought everybody had planned to go and that I was like...
And if it was on a weekend night, like a Friday or Saturday, some people do a Saturday wedding, I would have definitely tried to go, but I was like, I can't do it on a Sunday. If I had taken today off, maybe I could have.
Anyway.
I sent my well wishes.
Those two lovebirds... got married yesterday or over the weekend. I actually wasn't sure which day it was.
Congratulations, Mickey and Beefcake. You guys were really cute together. I'm sure that trend continues. Remember they got a puppy? Didn't they get a dog?
I was shocked when they moved in together and then...
Really quickly.
Then there was the puppy and I'm like, this is happening. Mm. And now they're married.
Yeah. Yep. I'm so psyched for her. That's so great.
It is great.
Dreams do come true.
So our old intern married a young man named Beef.
Mr. Cake.
Mr. Cake. Yeah. And I wish them all the best.
Me too. I'm glad you brought that up. I was thinking about her yesterday and I totally meant to say something today. So you're the best.
49ers lost yesterday, everyone. Mm. We do not look good. Mm. We're extremely hurt. Extremely, like we have injuries everywhere. So we were missing a lot of our best players, and the seasons are longer now than ever.
Yep.
But it's hard to imagine the way we're playing right now that we could make a run for the playoffs. Maybe. We've got good pieces, but a lot of them are hurt. And another one went down yesterday. So unfortunately, Kansas City beat us. 28-18.
Undefeated.
They're undefeated. The other undefeated team lost over the weekend. So the only one left is Kansas City.
Mm. Vinny, did you watch that game? The Kansas City 49er game?
Yes.
How bad is Tom Brady?
I don't think he's terrible. I told you guys what the position he put himself in, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the thing is, Tom Brady became minority owner, whatever the term is, for the Las Vegas Raiders. And in doing so, as a broadcaster, basically handcuffed himself entirely. Like, he cannot go to the facilities in advance to meet the teams. One of the interviews he did was, like, at a hotel. Like, he interviewed Mahomes, and they put him in a... It's just weird that he would do this to himself. But
yeah,
basically, the people who allowed him to become a minority owner, the NFL, they also said, well, as a broadcaster now, you're not going to be able to go into anybody's facility. You're not going to be able to... And
oh,
it
boy.
Just puts him in a really weird spot. That said, I thought it was funny that Christina goes, God, this is that same broadcaster guy I hate. And I went, no, it's not. This is his replacement, Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
And she went, oh, he's terrible. And I went, well, I mean, he's new. But, yeah, I don't know why. He's a
name only. And now he's a really problematic name.
What I was going to say is, yeah, he's definitely, I don't care. I know he's the GOAT. I know you got the GOAT on your staff now. What did they say? $300 million.
It's
not worth it.
And he has done this to you. Imagine you get a job somewhere and they're like, all right, listen, we're going to shell out for Tom Brady. We're going to pay $300 million. And he's like, oh, thanks, you guys. I'm going to use that to buy a minority share of the Raiders. And it's really going to hamstring me, but I'm not going to care that much. It's really going to be your problem, mm-hmm. just trying to get people to me so I can interact with them, not in the facilities. I'm not going to be able to do that anymore.
Now, I am a Joe Montana guy.
Yeah.
I like Steve Young.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, hometown heroes.
But he is the 7-time Super Bowl champ. And when he says something about a play on the field, he's got all the credibility in the world.
Yeah, he just needs to really
is
smooth out the delivery.
The problem
no,
with him
he's
is,
not.
Yeah, he starts to tell a story or say something and doesn't know where he's going with it and then just kind of trails off. Like, you know, if you got a player like that and you know, you're going for a tackle. And just, it's just like nothing goes anywhere.
Well, listen, you know, he's great. So let's just let him find his way, and no matter what he does to sabotage himself, it'll be...
Fox is all in on the guy, so...
Clearly. I wonder if they are just pulling their hair out.
I don't know, you know, talking
about it.
I imagine they expect it to be worthwhile in the long run, but it will be the end of some, you know, suit if whoever signed the deal with Tom Brady... If it doesn't work out, that guy's toast, you know, because that'll cost the payouts.
Yeah. If you fire him, you owe him the money that you put in the contract.
It's going to hurt, man.
Well, maybe they'll negotiate a lower thing. Like I swear to God, was it a surprise to him that he suddenly couldn't do the job that he'd signed up to do? Like someone told him that and he's still like, yeah, I don't care. I want to be a... Yeah, buy now. It's only going to be more expensive 3 years from now.
Oh, that's right. I don't know.
So pick what you want to do, dude. I mean, this thing was in place and then he retired and then he unretired. Like, Fox had to be like, but the money that we're going to pay you.
Well, they had a guy.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That guy had to be psyched. I guess I'll stay for another year if he's going to play.
Yeah. Well, and he's still on Fox and he's their second guy. So he did the early game and then Tom Brady came on and did the later game. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that all ends, but.
In the WNBA, the New York Liberty won the championship. Congratulations.
Oh, New York Liberty.
Hey, you know, it's cool. The WNBA is enjoying more success than ever, more eyes than ever. And I think our local team starts next year.
Oh, do we know what the name of the team is going to be?
I don't remember. Can you research WNBA San Francisco?
Ah.
The World Series begins this Friday. Like, it's already decided.
Boom.
The teams are the New York Yankees at LA Dodgers Friday. They got the week off.
The Golden State Valkyries, which is an awesome name, and they'll start in 2025.
There you go.
I like it. Golden State Valkyries.
Yeah, I love Valkyries.
Yeah. Is that the...
That's the Flight of the Valkyrie, yeah, by Wagner. I believe.
Oh, Monday Night Football has Baltimore at Tampa Bay, 5:15, and LA Chargers at Arizona, 6 p.m. game time. So there's two games tonight. You know, we asked Sarah a while back if it's too soon to talk about or think about or plan for Thanksgiving, and she said, absolutely it is. Mm. Of course it is. Yeah. And then she went, yeah, I'm going to go to New York this year. Me and my sister already talked about it. There was so much family trouble. And then we realized as she was in the middle of this long story, wait, she's talking about it. She's planned everything and she's talking about it. It's already done.
It's done. Turns out I disagree with myself.
All the rest of you, though.
Yeah, forget it.
Take your time. What's your rush?
Well, the thing about Thanksgiving to me is you know what you're making. So that part's easy. I think, I mean... How much planning really has to, other than like, where will it happen? Who's hosting? That kind of thing.
Here's what I actually think about Thanksgiving in terms of planning is you might need to plan that in the summer. You might need to plan that in the spring because often you haven't seen your family all year since last Christmas, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you jam it in a couple months there and for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yep.
And sometimes
that's when we make
both.
The efforts, right.
So I'm actually not surprised people plan early. I think that makes the most sense.
Because it's funny, like the holiday itself, once you've settled on the where and the when, I mean, it's I guess what hour,
stuffing,
it's turkey and
right.
stuffing. So it is true. It's all about, you do have to plan it early because you are probably going to, either you are going to travel or someone's going to travel to you.
Mm-hmm. Big, big travel time. Well, a new survey asked people how they plan to cook their turkey for Thanksgiving, and 74% say... The good old standard classic.
Yeah.
Roasting it in the oven.
Right.
3/4 of everybody. Remember there for a while it was, what's that oil? Dipping it.
Peanut oil, deep frying it.
Deep frying.
Deep fried turkey.
And then the air fryer became the next big thing.
But you need the hugest air fryer to do that. I mean, I don't know how people could do that. Spatchcocking it. We did that 1 year and that was actually great. You lay the whole thing out. You know, you heard me. Spatchcocking. It's hot. You flay the thing open and lay it out so it's all one level. And so everything cooks evenly.
You did that?
We did. And it was surprisingly good.
On a barbecue, you do that?
No, you roast it in the oven.
Oh.
You just split the thing and lay it out flat. It was it was actually really good. But we never did it again after that. And now that it's just John and me, if we were going to do it at home, just us, last year we just did a breast. Then we just had
that
plenty.
Makes the most
we had
sense.
Plenty of leftovers for the two of us. But this year we're going to be in, we'll be in New York.
In New York.
Going to go to some lunch in New York.
Almost 90% of people say, oh, we're going to serve turkey one way or another.
Yeah.
But then, you know,
only
about 3/4 say just roasting, roasted in the oven, the good old fashioned. I'm not into the deep frying thing. I'm sure it tastes great, but. I don't really want to fry anything, mostly because you got that leftover hot oil you got to deal with.
The cleanup on a deep fryer. We got a deep fryer for Christmas 1 year, and we used it one time.
I bet.
And we were like, oh, this is delicious. And then there you are with a bad, you can't touch the thing for hours because it's so hot. And then the cleanup was ridiculous. We cleaned it up. I put it in the box and donated it. I'm like, I'm never using that again.
And that was that.
I'm not having this in the house anymore.
Done.
Why do I want to go through all that work to make something so greasy and bad for me anyway? It's not good for you. It would be one thing if it was like, you know, I did all that and then I got like this delightful juice item.
I just can't stand dealing with grease of any kind. Even I have to make bacon for the kids sometimes. And even just after that, you're just like,
Well, and it just gets everywhere. Splatter.
Screw this.
I know.
It's the worst.
So good
turkey,
though.
Totally dropping worth. A whole turkey I know.
Some people smoke turkeys too. Like if you've got a smoker, apparently that's supposed to be really good.
The average guest list this Thanksgiving will be about 9 people deep.
Oh.
They say that's the most since the pandemic.
Oh,
so
right, sure.
The news is good
Makes
on
sense.
That front. One oh dear Lord. Our text number
Oh, that's
okay. 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Maddie, the melody Sarah hummed was Flight of the Bees regarding Golden Gate Valkyries. TK teacher.
No.
In Cupertino.
Flight
radio.
Of the Bees is.
Yeah. It's actually called Ride of the Valkyries. Sorry, got that wrong.
Ride
but yeah,
Valkyries.
This is the song that you were. Yeah. Apocalypse Now.
Love this.
Anyway.
The Valkyries SFWNBA says 408. We were all in on the finals and rooting for the Liberty. It's really cool. And I know my wife is, she loves basketball. She played in college and my kid is starting to play. And it's cool that they have something to watch where they're seeing themselves up there on the screen. It's really cool.
That is great. Yeah, as I was into it. And it's great.
925 says
she's in fifth grade now.
I know. I can't either.
Just flies.
She needs deodorant stuff. It's crazy.
You should. I'm going to talk to you off the air about what you shouldn't say about.
No, I mean
daughter.
She has it. I got her some stuff, and then I went, "That man, that's not working. You're blasting right through that." I better get you some new stuff. No, she's doing great now.
Okay.
She's got good stuff. Good. Dad is taking care of it.
Oh, Dad.
She's not going to be the stinky girl at school
anymore.
No. Well, I mean, we've been on it the whole time. Mm. Like, I picked her up from school one time and went, "Oh, kid.
We got to go to the drugstore."
Happy for Coco, says 925.
Oh, Coco.
Yeah, that is, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Do you know if Nikki ever did her math homework? We do not know. She was cagey. And you know what? She found her husband.
And then didn't blow it with him by being on the radio.
Right. And didn't. Right. Exactly. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
She's smarter than you think.
Uh-huh.
Disney passes right after this.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.